District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today I'm here with Peter Trenneman from Group Support. Today we're going to be talking about modern communication, business security, and why it's a big concern, and the future with MBN. Peter, how did you get involved in this terribly complex industry?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
It's good to be here. My past is a little bit murky, like most misspent youths.
Oh, dear.
The important thing was that I learnt early on that I had a passion for the electronics, that the IT world spoke to me. You know, stupid things like sitting at a dinner party and listening to some phone in a handbag somewhere beeping to say it was low on batteries, and it really annoyed me. And everybody else would just ignore that. And I found that I was actually noticing what the machines were doing. And that actually put me in good stead in the 80s and 90s when it was all machine-based and it was very important to actually listen to the frailty of the machines in the old days. But in the new days, that's not as important. But by then, I'd learnt a lot about how things work and where they go. And when I got into business, we started Group Support in 2006, it meant a lot to have everything under one roof to be integrated so that someone could come to a resource and know that we could deal with almost everything they'd had to deal with, put experts in their way to give them the knowledge they needed and also be able to explain what we do, how we do it and what they need in simple terms so that they could actually take a step forward.
That's the hard part, isn't it? Putting technical talk into layman's language.
And it's not just something that comes. You have to learn it. You have to study it. You have to practice speaking. You have to do all the things. And it's not just, you can't just do it.
I would also think you'd have to have a very deep understanding of a topic.
Quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite.
But you've got some tips for business. The first one is modern communications is no longer a simple solution. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, well, I mean, as we were speaking off air, we were talking about NBN and NBN not being the panacea of all communications. Many people along the way think that NBN is the final step of communications, you know, in the land. It's not. It is simply one step along a great big long line of improvements that Australia and the rest of the world will take. The things that are coming up are 4G. We're moving from 4G to 5G. We're going from NBN to fibre, to fast fibre, to dark fibre. There's a whole range of things, and your eyebrows, I see, are going up and you can't see that on radio. But for businesses, it's important to take these steps in a proactive way and plan things so that you're not forced into it. Because when every decision is being forced and when every decision is being rushed, the best decision isn't always made. One of the things is... people are still on ADSL, people are still on hotspotting their phones and things like that using the old technology. My encouragement to them is to talk to people and talk to IT people and even the young, you know, the people 25 years younger than you, about how they're using their phones, not what they're using on. You don't want to know about Twitter and all those sort of things. That doesn't interest you. And I speak to you as a person of who has some experience in the world. Business needs better communications and it needs more fluid communications. And when you have those things, you can do a lot more. You have the cloud services and all the things that our modern technology can offer. But you simply have to embark on a little journey, a little step, and take it slowly, but plan it, set it out.
As a solopreneur or a small micro business, what do I need to plan for?
Okay, so my question to you is, for instance, with radio shows and video and all the things that you Alan Cox, does, where are you storing that? Okay, how available is it for what you want to do? And those are the things that would drive your decisions, whether or not you're storing it in the cloud, whether or not you're storing it on hardware at home. Now, hardware at home means a single point of failure. If you're storing it on USB drives, then, you know, my mind shudders, you know. You need a double disk RAID array. You need something that's serious to actually look after your collateral. Now, in the cloud, they have all that. That's what, because cloud computing is simply computers in another location. You know, cloud could be in the next room here. The point is that what are you doing with that data? And as you get more, or as you try to access more with the programs that are on the available on the market nowadays, where are they accessing it from, and where are you publishing it to? And they're the sort of business decisions that will govern how you behave. Now, NBN would be a great boon for you because it means you can transfer large amounts of data quickly, more quickly than ADSL or 3G. 5G will help that, but 5G is not due in, say, in Perth, for especially out in the suburbs, for another 12 months or 18 months or even 3 years. But that's beside the point. The point is we have an NBN available to us now, so take advantage of it now. Plan, move, do things, and improve your own outcomes.
Well, I'm glad to say that a lot of my stuff is actually in the cloud.
Excellent.
But a lot is still at home at a single point. And you just shuddered.
Because all you have to do with those disks, all you have to do is drop one.
I know.
And I can't bear that thought. You know, people have their backups and things like that on that. With business communications, everybody has a threshold of their data use and what they use in for video and media. It's a little bit bigger than others. But contract documents, estimates and quantitative files, research information, the background information to any report, you know, that can get pretty big. Even one of my clients who has, they collect data. And so they've got survey people go out and there'd be 30 of them each collect, you know, a couple of hundred meg. Mm. That still adds up. So where do you put it, you know? And so by being able to have NBN, you can transfer that data more quickly, more fluidly, not waste less time in your business, and time is money in business.
Set it up to go overnight.
No, well, see nowadays you can upload a couple of gig movie in a couple of minutes. So you don't need to set it up to go overnight. And if it fails, you don't need to do it again and again and again.
That's true. I've got terabytes of stuff.
Well, it may take a week, okay?
Yeah.
But the point is that you can do
it. Get it up there.
It's not going to fail. All right. So, and the other thing is that the cloud storage at the moment, and it's coming down, the pricing is coming down, so it's getting cheaper as you go. So,
yeah, well, that's the pricing is actually pretty good for the cloud.
That's it. So in business communications and using the new versions, whatever that be, and NBN is one of them, is a way to actually leverage and take advantage of some of those things a bit more.
So 5G, is that going to take over from
No. It's
NBN?
It's like saying radio will take over from TV. They'll complement each other.
Okay.
You know, they're meant to sit side by side so that you can do both things, okay? 5G will be great for people like yourselves wherever you go. But an office needs a good solid connection. Mm. You know, if there's 20 people, you won't be using 5G individually.
Course. Okay.
You'll put it down a pipeline, make it more efficient.
Okay.
You know.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32, from District 32 Business Radio. Today I'm here with Peter Trenneman from Group Support. Today's topic is business security. Peter, why is that such a big concern?
Well, the security of all the information that you have about your staff, about your clients, about you, makes your business. That's the intellectual property that you have that makes your business different to everybody else. That's precious. You need to look after it.
Well, it's taken me a few years to actually develop this IP, if you like.
It doesn't matter. It means it's more precious.
Mm, that's right.
And when you're talking about some of those industries that are regulated, and think of a couple straight up where there's been royal commissions, you know, the finance industry, the aged care industry, the disabilities industries, those industries are the front and centre of our attention, but there's a whole range of other industries that we'd keep additional information or sufficient information to be dangerous to other people. Or dangerous for other people to let loose.
At the risk of asking the obvious question, how can it be dangerous?
Okay. So if you are careless enough to have a manila folder with a printout of my details and it's got my date of birth on it, okay, and you leave it in your car gets broken into, my date of birth is now out in the wild with some person. Now, that entrepreneurial person might say, oh, I can sell this to someone. But say another Alan Cox, you know, in another city or, you know, down the track, has my ABN or my tax file number or my home address or my some other details, and they get stolen. Now, in today's world, in the electronic landscape, they are all collected. Okay, now some people say it's the dark web and all that sort of stuff, but someone as intelligent as me, and you for that matter.
That's good.
it doesn't take much, okay, as far as being intelligent, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
That's
please
right,
don't though. Take my way.
We're mates, Peter.
Yeah,
no.
But the idea is that someone who is not aligned to the legal way of doing things wants to do it illegally, getting something to data match and say, hang on a minute, I've got a bit more information on that person. So I can ring up and purport to be me, okay, and I can ring up the tax department, or I can ring up my health fund, or I can ring up my bank, or I can ring up, you know, my gym membership, my gym, or any other. I can ring up a client, I can ring up a supplier and get a trade account as me, and so all the bills will start coming to me. But that might take 30 days, and he's racked up, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. So that's a $10,000 risk there. But it can get much worse if it's a credit card, if it's something to do with, you know, my children, or, you know, that starts to get really murky really quickly.
Yeah, very murky.
And if you have a trusted staff member or a colleague or someone in your family or someone in your household who gets the hump with you, you know, or, you know, because as a dad, no one's ever been annoyed at you and frustrated at you, have they?
Never, ever.
I'm speaking from a very recent experience. But with the staff members particularly, if the staff member is disgruntled and leaves and does something, let's say, unsavoury as they leave, how does that impact your business? And how does it impact your business security? Will your business go down? Will it get sued? Have you lost credibility with your clients, with your suppliers?
That's a very real one, because I was actually involved with a company that happened to.
Well, there you go.
You know, and I got investigated as part of it.
That's it. But what had you done?
Oh, nothing.
That's it.
So I was just one of their suppliers.
Yes, that's it.
And they went through the ringer.
That's it. It can, you know, some insurance policies will actually cover off on some of that stuff, but quite a few businesses have gone to the wall. And people have ended up being bankrupt as a result of something that has happened, which isn't necessarily anything to do with IT security. But because they haven't managed the peripheral areas and haven't managed the actual control accounts, it has affected them.
Yes, as it would.
The footnote on all of this is in all the ways that you know how. Find a trusted person that you can meet with, talk to, and understand some of this stuff. If it costs you a couple of beers, even a couple of $1,000 worth of advice, that's the thing that you need to do to invest for yourself.
And you're talking specifically about an IT person.
In this situation, yes, but there's also lots of other situations where a trusted person to bounce things off, whether it be legal or media or anything else. And, you know, we put ourselves forward as a trusted source of that sort of situation.
Peter's talking about the future with NBN. Well, Peter, I thought the NBN was the future.
The NBN is simply one step in a whole range. If you look at other places, and let's use the US and Europe as two examples, they've got Tier 1 network where the speed of their networks at the what we call the termination point, which would be your house or your business, is upward of a gig a second, a terabyte a second, you know, these sort of things. We don't have that here.
No.
Okay. Now, the NBN is a small step along that way. Okay. You can pay a decent amount of money to get some reasonable speeds, but some of the speeds will never reach that in Australia while we still have the backbone infrastructure that we have. Now, part of that is due to our big area and the lack of population, and part of it is simply the lack of infrastructure. You know, there's a combination there. And the NBN is simply one step along the way. 5G is another step along the way, and these two technologies are designed to sit alongside each other, not to replace each other. So don't believe any of the marketing hype that says one will replace the other. If you have 20 people individually connected, how do you connect things like printers and other shared devices?
And it's also a security issue too, isn't it?
There we go. That's the implication. And so the easiest way of doing it is actually connecting it via an NBN. I mean, there's ways to do it. Don't get me wrong. And I could... If we were in a technical conversation,
please don't.
No, that's it. That's it. But this point, this whole conversation is about business and how to use what's available and what's coming up. The Cat 5 cables, the blue cables that we use to connect our computers to the wall or computers to the modems and things, they are now, let's say, old technology. Even though they supply most of what we need on a regular basis for you and I, the big servers, they need more. So their technology is now up on Cat 7, Cat 8, which is all talking about speed and accuracy.
So Cat means?
A category.
Okay.
Okay, so it's simply a shortened.
Okay.
So Cat 5 is what we know, or what most people refer to as the blue cables that we connect to the PCs and servers and routers and things. Cat 6 is the next one up, and there's a subdivisions, Cat 6E, 6C. We can now get Cat 7, Cat 8, and other technology, which means faster, better, stronger.
I wanted to ask you how this technology works, but I'm not going to because you'll tell me.
But the important thing, Alan, is to understand that these things are available and to move and to plan to move and take advantage of the things that suit you as a business. You don't need to take advantage of everything that doesn't suit you. But, for instance, in your situation, we're talking about media transferring large files. So the quicker we can do that, the better. Now, so the most important connection for you personally would be your connection to the outside world. Now, at the moment, an NBN connection would be the most cost-effective outside world connection. A fibre would be better, but that might cost you $300 or $400 a month. Now, if you don't want to pay that, an NBN at $80 to $100, $120 would be a better rate. But it's like a business plan. Choose what you want. And in all these things, talking to someone about how it all affects you and what you want to do, someone like myself, and there's plenty of other IT providers out there who are reputable and knowledgeable, are across all the different technologies that are available to you. Now, some of them we won't consider because they're not worthwhile for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what the future is all about, is actually talking to someone, listening to them, explaining what you want, explaining where you're going with your strategy, with your thinking of how your business is going forward. And I spend a lot of time with clients talking about their future of their business, not technology. I don't know. It's what they want to do with their business that's the issue.
You don't talk about the. It's the old sausages and the sizzle thing, isn't it? You talk about the end result. Not how.
That's it. You talk about putting the sausages on the table, not how we're going to cook them.
That's right. They're just cooked.
That's it.
The cables, the Cat 6 just works.
That's it.
I don't want to know how.
And you are not alone, Alan.
No. Well, I'm sure I'm not.
And the point is not to be afraid, because what's available offers great promise and great joy or great satisfaction. If it's done the right way. But quite often people go, oh, and you need this and you need that and you need the other, and you don't.
Yes, that's right. Peter, we're out of time again.
Ah, shame.
Yeah. And we didn't even get into the techie stuff, which is good. This is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. We've just been talking with Peter Trinneman from Group Support. Thanks for your time, Peter. It's been most valuable and appreciated.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio, Business Experts, throughout the hour on District 32, the power of connection.